Have you ever had the experience of pursuing someone who just doesn't seem to care about you? Alternately, it's possible that you've been the person they can't get enough of, even while you're making an effort to withdraw from them. At this moment, we are going to discuss obsession. The influence is so strong that it has the ability to transform a simple crush into a full-blown obsession. Are you interested in learning how to make someone crave you, even if they don't believe they want you on their own? Stay here, and we'll discuss the psychological aspects of everything that's going on. In addition, while you're here, why don't you click that subscribe button to receive additional advice and guidance regarding relationships? Number 1. Create a mystery. Humans are beings that are naturally inquisitive. We have a strong attraction to things that are unknown, mysterious, and enigmatic. The natural curiosity that people have is a potent instrument that can be utilized to attract and enthrall others. You can generate a sense of fascination and make other people want to learn more about you by preserving an air of mystery in your life. The power of the unknown was acknowledged by Seneca, who is considered to be one of the most prominent Stoic philosophers. In his writings, he made the observation that something that frightens us is not the things that we do not know, but rather the things that we are aware of. The implication of this is that the unknown can be a source of intrigue and wonder rather than a source of fear. How to construct a mystery? If you want to avoid sharing too much about yourself too soon, you should be selective with the information you share. Instead, provide them with knowledge in a steady manner, leaving them wanting more. This results in a feeling of expectancy as well as enthusiasm. Make use of language that is intriguing. Make use of language that is evocative and that piques the reader's interest. In a manner that is both mysterious and intriguing, describe the experiences and interests that you have had. You can generate a sense of intrigue by leaving questions unresolved or by dropping subtle hints that suggest there is more to you than meets the eye. This will pique the interest of others and make them hungry to acquire additional knowledge. Avoid excessive sharing. Fight the impulse to divulge every single aspect of your existence. You are able to keep other people interested and involved if you keep a sense of mystery going. The creation of a mystery can have a number of advantages, including the following. Increased attraction. People have a natural tendency to be pulled to the unknown. You have the ability to make yourself more appealing and desired by preserving an air of mystery. Enhanced curiosity. When you generate a sense of intrigue, other people will be more curious about you and want to learn more about you. Greater depth. You can develop a deeper relationship with other people by gradually exposing information to them. This will allow them to learn more about you over the course of time. A great tool that may be utilized to capture and excite other people is the creation of a mystery. By adhering to the Stoic principle of acknowledging the power of the unknown, you have the ability to inspire a sense of curiosity and desire in the people who are in your immediate vicinity. Number 2. Play hard to get. The psychological principle of scarcity is a powerful tool that can make something appear more desirable to another person. In situations where something is scarce or difficult to acquire, we have a tendency to place a higher value on it. Specifically, this is due to the fact that we consider it to be more precious and exclusive. Playing hard to get is a popular strategy employed to induce feelings of scarcity and desire. in order to generate a sense of urgency and force the other person to do more effort in order to get your attention, you can reduce the amount of time that you are available. The increase in sensations of attraction and desire that can result from this is possible. The value of self-discipline and moderation was highlighted by Marcus Aurelius, who is considered to be one of the most influential Stoic philosophers for his time. He was of the opinion that possessing an excessive amount of attachments and desires could result in sorrow and unhappiness. Playing hard to get can be considered a kind of manipulation because it is intended to provoke a response from another individual that is desired by the manipulator itself. Self-control and living in harmony with nature are two of the Stoic ideals, and this goes against both of those expectations. Although playing hard to get could appear to be a harmless strategy, it actually has the potential to have detrimental consequences. When we attempt to exert influence over the thoughts and feelings of other people, we are engaging in the practice of manipulation. A loss of self-respect, emotions of animosity, and toxic relationships are all potential outcomes of this situation. In the context of interpersonal relationships, a Stoic approach places an emphasis on authenticity, honesty, and respect, rather than on influencing other people. We can establish robust and significant connections with other people by being honest and open with them. These ties will be founded on trust and comprehension between us. Although scarcity can be a strong tool, it is essential to make use of it in a manner that is both ethical and responsible. The Stoic ideal of self-control is in direct opposition to the practice of playing hard to get. Establishing relationships that are not only healthy, but also fulfilling, can be accomplished without resorting to manipulative strategies if we place an emphasis on authenticity, honesty, and respect. Number 3. Offer limited availability. It is possible for something to appear more attractive if it is exclusive. We have a tendency to place a higher value on something when it is both limited and difficult to attain. The reason for this is that we have the impression that it is more valuable and scarce. Creating a sense of exclusivity and making the other person feel fortunate to have your time can be accomplished by reducing the amount of time you are available to spend with them. Offering limited availability is a typical strategy used to have the desired effect of creating a sense of exclusivity and desire. If you make yourself available to the other person only during certain hours or for particular activities, you can give them the impression that they have to do more effort in order to captivate your attention. The increase in sensations of attraction and desire that can result from this is possible. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus, who's considered to be one of the most prominent Stoic thinkers, cautioned against the perils of external conditions. He was of the opinion that we should not let the circumstances of our lives dictate our feelings or our level of happiness. By limiting your availability, you may give the other person the impression that they are dependent on you and that you have control over them. This is because they may feel as though they require your presence at specific times. In contrast to the Stoic ideal of self-sufficiency, which places an emphasis on the significance of being self-sufficient and not relying on the happiness of others, this goes against the ideal. As we allow ourselves to grow dependent on other people, we give them the ability to control our feelings and our well-being. Relationships that are toxic, feelings of insecurity and a loss of self-esteem are all possible outcomes of this occurrence. Even when we are in relationships with other people, it is essential to keep a sense of independence and self-reliance throughout our lives. A Stoic approach to relationships places an emphasis on being genuine, being honest, and respecting one another rather than limiting your availability in order to create a feeling of exclusivity. We can establish robust and significant connections with other people by being honest and open with them. These ties will be founded on trust and comprehension between us. Despite the fact that limited availability can be a strong instrument, it is essential to make use of it in a responsible and ethical manner. Through the establishment of a feeling of reliance and control, we have the ability to undermine the self-sufficiency of the other individual and to create relationships that are toxic. Stoicism is a way of thinking about relationships that places more of an emphasis on genuineness, honesty, and respect than it does on manipulation and control. Number 4. Provide intermittent reinforcement. Intermittent reinforcement is a psychology notion that proposes that rewards that are not consistent with one another can be highly addictive. It is more likely that we will become addicted to an activity and continue engaging in it if we obtain rewards in an unpredictable manner. The reason for this is that we are always looking forward to the next reward, which serves as a source of motivation for us to keep trying, a sort of reinforcement known as intermittent reinforcement can be provided in the form of periodic praise, compliments, or attention. It is possible to keep the other person on edge and always seeking your approval if you do not always reward the behavior of the other person. The increase in sensations of attraction and desire that can result from this is possible. In their philosophy, the Stoics emphasize the significance of living in harmony with nature and avoiding wants that are excessive. They believe that seeking validation and approval from others may become a source of sorrow and unhappiness for the individual. Being dependent on other people for our sense of self-worth is the result of seeking approval from other people. Because of this, we may be more susceptible to being manipulated, which may result in relationships that are harmful. When we seek acceptance from other people, we are potentially engaging in a sort of external validation. This indicates that we are relying on external sources to affirm our own sense of self-worth. This leaves us open to the ideas and judgments of other people, which can be a risky situation because it makes us vulnerable. Because we are always looking for approval, we can be inclined to sacrifice our own principles and convictions in order to satisfy the needs and desires of other people. On the subject of self-worth, a Stoic approach places an emphasis on the significance of internal validation. This indicates that we ought to look within ourselves to discover our worth and value, rather than relying on sources that are external to ourselves. The development of a robust feeling of self-worth that is not contingent on the approval of other people is something that can be accomplished via the cultivation of virtue and the living in accordance with nature. Although intermittent reinforcement has the potential to be an effective tool, it is essential to employ it in a manner that is both ethical and responsible. The pursuit of approval from other people can result in unhealthy relationships, as well as a lack of awareness of one's own value. Stoicism is a philosophy that emphasizes the importance of living in line with nature and relying on one's own internal validation. Through the use of these principles, we are able to construct connections that are robust and satisfying without resorting to manipulative strategies. Number 5. Create a sense of urgency. When it comes to influencing behavior, one of the most effective tools is the creation of a sense of urgency. People have a greater propensity to make rash choices when they have the perception that they must take immediate action in order to prevent missing out on something. This occurs due to the fact that our rational reasoning can be overridden by the fear of loss. Creating a sense of urgency can be accomplished by the use of language that is time-sensitive. Expressions such as limited time offer or this is your last chance have the potential to prompt individuals to take immediate action in order to avoid missing out on the opportunity. When individuals are already interested in what you're selling, this can be a very effective strategy. One of the most important Stoic thinkers, Marcus Aurelius, issued a warning about the perils of acting hastily and impulsively. He was of the opinion that making judgments on the spur of the moment could result in regret and sorrow. It is more possible that we will make mistakes and cause harm to ourselves or to other people when we behave without giving significant attention to our actions. It is possible for impulsive behavior to result in undesirable outcomes. It is possible for it to result in bad decision-making, financial losses, and relationships that are destroyed. There is a possibility that we are more inclined to disregard potential hazards and consequences when we are operating under the influence of a sense of urgency. When it comes to making decisions, a Stoic approach places an emphasis on the significance of reason and deliberate thought. We ought to refrain from acting on impulse and instead take the time to thoughtfully analyze all of the possibilities and the outcomes that could result from our actions. By employing rational thought and logical reasoning, we are able to arrive at superior choices that are more likely to result in favorable consequences. Creating a sense of urgency may be a powerful tool, however, it is essential to approach its utilization in a manner that is both ethical and responsible. As a result of the potential for adverse outcomes that can result from acting on impulse, it is essential that we take the time to deliberately deliberate about our choices. When it comes to making decisions, a Stoic approach places more of an emphasis on the significance of reason and thought than it does on impulsive. Number 6. Use mirroring techniques. Mirroring is a strategy in which you imitate the body language, speaking habits, and interests of the other person because it makes the other person feel understood and accepted. This can be helpful in establishing a sense of connection and rapport between the two of you. When we mimic the actions of another person, we are essentially sending a message that we are cognizant of what they are doing and that we are on the same wavelength as them. Mirroring can give rise to a number of advantages. We are able to establish a sense of connection and rapport with another person when we attempt to imitate their conduct. Building trust and establishing a positive relationship can be facilitated by mirroring. Mirroring can increase communication by making it simpler to understand and connect with the other person. This is one way that they can improve communication. Mirroring is a technique that can be utilized to create rapport with others. However, it can also be used to control third parties. One example of manipulation is when we purposefully imitate the actions of another person in order to win their trust or exert some level of control over the choices they make. Since we are not being honest with ourselves, this can be interpreted as a type of inauthenticity. When it came to interpersonal connections, The Stoics placed a strong emphasis on realness and authenticity. They held the concept that the path to genuine happiness and fulfillment is to live one's life in line with one's ideals and principles. Mirroring tactics can be considered a sort of inauthenticity, since they involve acting in a manner that is not consistent with our genuine selves. This can be seen as a form of manipulation of other people. Stoics place a strong emphasis on being genuine, being honest, and showing respect in their interactions. It is more important for us to aim to be real and sincere in our dealings with others, rather than to use mirroring techniques to manipulate other people. Being true to who we are allows us to cultivate relationships that are more robust and meaningful, built on trust and comprehension between both parties. For establishing rapport and connection, mirroring can be a very effective method. Technology is essential, however, to make use of technology in a responsible and ethical manner. This can be interpreted as a sort of inauthenticity, and it has the potential to destroy trust and respect non-a relationship. Manipulating other people through mirroring techniques can be problematic. Rather than focusing on manipulation and control, a Stoic approach to relationships places an emphasis on genuineness, honesty, and respect. Number 7. Offer emotional support. Offering emotional support to a person who is going through a challenging period can be a kind and kind deed. We can make other people feel less isolated and more supported by being there for them while they are going through a difficult period. In particular, this might be of great significance for individuals who may be battling with emotions of loneliness, isolation, or despair. To become a confidant and a source of comfort for the other person, we might become a source of emotional support by providing it. By doing so, we can develop a more profound connection with one another and strengthen our relationship. The likelihood of someone opening up to us and sharing their thoughts and feelings increases when they have the perception that they can rely on us for assistance and trust us. However, it is essential to be aware of the potential risks associated with reliance, even though providing emotional support can be a constructive and humane act. The ability of people to be self-sufficient and resilient is simply undermined when we give them the impression that they are unable to deal with the difficulties of life without our assistance. It may be difficult for the other person to establish their own coping methods as a result of this, which can lead to the development of unhealthy dependencies. Self-sufficiency and resiliency were two key concepts that the Stoics emphasized. They held the belief that we ought to make it our goal to become self-sufficient and capable of bouncing back from the difficulties that life throws at us. We shouldn't let ourselves become unduly dependent on other people, even if it is normal to look for help from other people. We are able to better deal with challenges and lead lives that are more satisfying if we cultivate our own inner strength and resilience. Stoics place a strong emphasis on being genuine, being honest, and showing respect in their interactions. In spite of the fact that it is essential to provide assistance to other people, we should also encourage them to cultivate their own coping methods and strengthening their resilience. Assisting other people in becoming more self-sufficient allows us to cultivate relationships that are both healthier and more sustainable. A compassionate and caring deed can be shown by offering emotional support. Having said that, it is essential to keep in mind the possibilities that come with dependence. We can assist other people in leading lives that are more satisfying and in developing relationships that are more robust and healthy if we assist them in developing their own capacity for resilience and self-reliance. Number 8. Make them feel special. A person's emotional well-being can be dramatically impacted by the use of powerful tools such as compliments and expressions of appreciation. We are essentially increasing someone's self-esteem and encouraging the behaviors that they have exhibited when we express admiration for the characteristics or activities that they have displayed. This has the potential to result in improved sentiments of contentment, self-worth, and confidence about oneself. Creating a good and supportive environment can be accomplished by frequently complimenting someone and letting them know how much you value them. It is possible that this will help to deepen your relationship and develop feelings of intimacy and connection between the two of you. It is more probable that someone will discuss their thoughts and feelings with you if they have the sense that they are cherished and liked by you. Compliments and statements of appreciation can be sincere demonstrates of affection, but they can also be used to exert influence over other people. A person's ego can be inflated, and a false sense of self-worth can be created when they receive an excessive amount of praise. Their vulnerability to manipulation and the potential for toxic relationships are both increased as a result of this. The Stoics placed a strong emphasis on the value of moderation and avoiding praise that was to an excessive degree. They held the belief that an excessive amount of praise could result in pride and arrogance, both of which could detract from a person's overall well-being and character. A more balanced approach to praise and recognition was what the Stoics recommended for instead. Being real and genuine in your expressions of appreciation is fundamental to the Stoic attitude to compliments. Steer clear of too much praise, as it has the potential to boost someone's ego. Consider concentrating on particular characteristics or behaviors that you admire instead. Because of this, the compliments you give will have a deeper meaning and greater authenticity. Both compliments and expressions of gratitude are potent tools that can be utilized to facilitate the development of healthy and happy relationships. However, it is essential to only use them in a responsible manner and to refrain from giving excessive praise. If you are sincere and genuine in the way that you display your compassion for others, you can create an environment that is encouraging and supporting for people who are in your immediate vicinity. Number 9. Create a sense of exclusivity. A strong technique for forming connections is cultivating a sense of exclusivity. When someone has the impression that they are the only person who genuinely understands them, they are more likely to have feelings of being cherished and special towards them. In addition to a larger engagement in the relationship, this can result in an increase in feelings of attraction and desire between the two of you. Instructions on how to generate a feeling of seclusion. Disclosing personal information means divulging information about yourself that you would normally keep to yourself and not make public. The other person may believe that they have a unique connection with you as a result of this. Shared experiences can be created by you and the other person should participate in activities or experiences that are one of a kind. This has the potential to help enhance your bond and create a sense of exclusivity between the two of you. Reduce the number of people in your social circle by making it clear that you are discriminating about the people with whom you spend time. It is possible that this will give the other individual the impression that they are a member of a select group and will also generate a sense of exclusivity. Stoics placed a strong emphasis on living in harmony with nature and controlling one's desires to an appropriate level. In order to foster unhealthy attachments and dependencies, it is possible to view the act of creating a sense of exclusivity as a sort of manipulation. If we allow ourselves to become unduly connected to a specific person or relationship, we put ourselves in a position where we are susceptible to experiencing both sorrow and disappointment. It is possible to play a risky game when you try to create a sense of exclusivity. If we allow ourselves to become overly preoccupied with a certain connection, we run the risk of neglecting other elements of our lives that are equally as important. In addition, relationships that are not healthy might result in feelings of possessiveness, jealousy, and insecurity. Relationships are approached from a Stoic perspective, which places an emphasis on authenticity, honesty, and respect. Building connections that are healthy and rewarding, based on mutual trust and understanding, should be our goal rather than establishing a sense of exclusivity among ourselves. We can prevent ourselves from becoming unduly connected to any one person or relationship by concentrating on our own personal growth and development while we are working on ourselves. A strong technique for forming connections is cultivating a sense of exclusivity. On the other hand, it is essential to make use of it in a responsible and impartial manner. There is a correlation between unhealthy attachments and dependence and the experience of sorrow and disappointment. When it comes to relationships, a Stoic approach places more of an emphasis on sincerity, honesty, and respect than it does on manipulation and controlled behavior. Number 10. Play mind games. Playing mind games is a type of manipulation that entails causing confusion and uncertainty in the other person's mind. This can be accomplished using a variety of strategies, including the following. It is possible to leave the other person feeling confused and unsure of themselves if you send them messages that are inconsistent or clashing with one another. Denial of the other person's feelings or experiences can lead to the other person questioning their own sanity, which is an example of gaslighting. Giving the other person false hope or leading them to believe that there is a possibility of a connection when there is not the prospect of a relationship is an example of leading them on. Playing mind games can be dangerous and deceptive. At the same time, it has the potential to induce feelings of uneasiness, fear, and self-doubt in the other individual. Additionally, mind games have the potential to harm relationships and bring about a loss of trust. The Stoics placed a strong emphasis on the significance of having a clear knowledge and being clear. They were of the opinion that in order to lead a life that is rational and good, one must have clear thinking and sound perception. The Stoic ideal of leading a reasonable and moral life is in direct opposition to the practice of playing mind games, which can lead to confusion and ambiguity. Relationships are approached from a Stoic perspective, which places an emphasis on honesty, transparency, and respect. We ought to make it a priority to communicate in a way that is both clear and transparent, rather than engaging in mind games. It is possible for us to construct connections that are more robust and meaningful if we are honest and straightforward with one another. Playing mind games may be both damaging and manipulative. At the same time, it has the potential to induce feelings of uneasiness, fear, and self-doubt in the other individual. Rather than focusing on manipulation and control, a Stoic approach to relationships places an emphasis on honesty, transparency, and respect. Our ability to communicate in a way that is both clear and open allows us to construct connections that are both more robust and more satisfying. Number 11. Use jealousy as a tool. Using jealousy as a tool is a manipulative strategy that entails making the other person feel insecure and desperate in order to receive your attention. One way to accomplish this is by engaging in flirtatious behavior with other people, spending time with other people, or even just dropping hints about the possibility of a significant other. We want to instill a sense of competitiveness in the other person and give them the impression that they have to exert more effort in order to keep your affection. using jealousy as a tool may be both destructive and manipulative. In addition to causing emotions of insecurity, it has the potential to lower the other person's self-esteem. When someone has the impression that they are continuously competing for your attention, they may change their behavior to become more subservient and eager to do whatever to ensure that you are satisfied. The necessity of self-respect and dignity was a central theme in Stoic philosophy. Even in the midst of experiencing feelings of hurt or anger, they felt that we should treat other people with respect and kindness. Because it includes purposefully causing emotional harm to another person, employing jealousy as a tool can be viewed as a sort of manipulation. Truthfulness, openness, and respect are the cornerstones of the Stoic approach to interpersonal relationships. It is more productive to work toward establishing relationships that are founded on mutual trust and comprehension rather than using jealousy as a tool. In order to avoid causing feelings of uneasiness and jealousy in our partners, we need to be upfront and honest with them. Using jealousy as a tool is a manipulative and harmful strategy that can be extremely detrimental. In addition to causing emotions of insecurity, it has the potential to lower the other person's self-esteem. Stoicism is a way of thinking about relationships that places an emphasis on respect, honesty, and transparency rather than control and manipulation. We are able to construct relationships that are more robust and satisfying if we are open and honest with our partners. Number 12. Create a sense of dependency. Making the other person feel as though they are unable to survive without you is a manipulative strategy known as creating a sense of dependency. This can be accomplished using a variety of strategies, including the following. Being overly available means being there for the other person at all times, even when they are not particularly in need of your assistance. Making sure that all of the other person's requirements, no matter how big or how tiny, are met is the key to solving all of their problems. Convincing the other person that they are unable to handle things on their own is an example of trying to make them feel inadequate. Creating a sense of dependency can be both detrimental and manipulative to the individual. It has the potential to bring about emotions of insecurity and to bring about a decrease in the other person's self-esteem. Some people may become more subservient and prepared to do everything in order to maintain your approval when they have the perception that they are fully dependent on another individual. It is possible that this will result in unhealthy relationships as well as a loss of personal liberty. In their philosophy, the Stoics placed a strong emphasis on the value of self-reliance and resilience. They were of the opinion that we ought to make it our goal to become self-sufficient and capable of bouncing back from the difficulties that life throws at us. In addition to being a type of manipulation, creating a sense of dependency on someone else can make it more difficult for them to deal with the difficulties that life presents. Relationships are approached from a Stoic perspective, which places an emphasis on authenticity, honesty, and respect. We should work to establish relationships that are based on mutual trust and comprehension, rather than fostering a sense of dependency. Our ability to establish connections that are better and more sustainable can be improved by encouraging others to cultivate their own resilience and self-reliance. Creating a sense of dependency is an approach that is both manipulative and damaging. It has the potential to bring about emotions of insecurity and to bring about a decrease in the other person's self-esteem. When it comes to relationships, a Stoic approach places more of an emphasis on sincerity, honesty, and respect than it does on manipulation and controlled behavior. Relationships can be strengthened and made more satisfying if we encourage people to cultivate their own capacity for self-reliance and resilience. Number 13. Exploit their weaknesses. Using someone's anxieties and vulnerabilities as a means of exerting control over them is an example of a manipulative strategy for exploiting their weaknesses. You can find their weaknesses and then target them in order to make them feel as though they are dependent on you in order to survive. This is something that can be accomplished by a variety of strategies, including the following. Taking advantage of the other person's anxieties and vulnerabilities in order to leave them feeling vulnerable and dependent on you is an example of playing on fear. The act of making another person feel bad for their faults or misdeeds and then offering to assist them constitutes the practice of guilt tripping. The use of threats to leave or to injure oneself or others in order to coerce another individual into doing what you want is an example of emotional blackmail. It is cruel and manipulative to take advantage of the weaknesses of another person. When it comes to relationships, it can inflict major emotional injury as well. As a result of the perception that they are being manipulated, an individual may suffer feelings of humiliation, guilt, and powerlessness. Compassion and understanding were two qualities that were highly valued by the Stoics. Even when dealing with people who are difficult or problematic, they felt that we should treat them with kindness and respect. It is possible to consider exploiting someone's weaknesses to be a sort of cruelty because it contains the intentional infliction of emotional suffering. Stoics place a strong emphasis on being genuine, being honest, and showing respect in their interactions. It is more productive to work toward developing relationships that are founded on mutual trust and comprehension, rather than taking advantage of the weaknesses of others. We can assist other people in overcoming their difficulties and leading lives that are more satisfying if we exercise compassion and support for them. Exploiting the weaknesses of another person is a manipulative and hurtful strategy. When it comes to relationships, it can inflict major emotional injury as well. Compassion, understanding, and respect are the pillars around which a Stoic approach to relationships is built, rather than control and manipulation. We may assist people in overcoming their issues and establishing relationships that are stronger and healthier if we are supportive and encouraging. When someone does not value you, it is a risky and unethical game to cultivate fixation in that person. In addition to causing emotional upheaval and even manipulation, it can also lead to toxic relationships. Having a respectful, honest, and empathic attitude toward one's relationships is really necessary. It is imperative that you seek the assistance of a professional if you feel that you are battling with unhealthy relationships or unpleasant emotions. For the Stoic philosophers, who placed a strong emphasis on virtue, intelligence, and self-control, such manipulative strategies would definitely be regarded as unacceptable. We are able to build relationships that are healthy and happy by virtue of mutual respect and understanding if we live our lives in line with these ideals.